Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Of the terrible things happening there.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The markets, of course, are closed today. The Dow opens the day tomorrow at 24,754. The Nasdaq at 69.60. Sports, the Redskins close out their home schedule with a win. The Cowboys and Giants each lose. NBA, the Wizards are in Boston this evening. The Caps are idle till Wednesday. WMAL News Time 504. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3.125% with an APR of 3.38% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today at 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3.125% with an APR of 3.38%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on WMAL. Call them today at 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Bill Brosi in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, good morning. We've got a pretty quiet Christmas morning so far. Eastbound 66, we had an accident at Dulles Toll Road, Route 267. That has been cleared today. The crew's making short work of that. You still have access to the eastbound 66 too from northbound Chain Bridge Road, although the road itself remains closed for another couple of weeks at that ongoing construction project between Fairfax Boulevard and I-66. On Beach Drive between Tilden Street and Joyce Road, we have the ongoing construction shutting down that section of road too. Ross Drive to Ridge Road, that's blocked for about another 4 to 6 months. Now keep in mind that we've got all lines running on a Sunday schedule for the Metro for the Christmas holiday. Trains operating on a Sunday schedule and peak fares in effect, and parking is free at Metro-operated facilities. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Under the wind advisory until 2 p.m., possible gusts of 50 miles per hour. Now the winds will be dying down, and we will work in more sunshine throughout the day. We got up to 38. Tonight we turn mostly cloudy, low near 25. Tomorrow partly cloudy, high mid-30s to around 40. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Herndon, 38 in Greenbelt, 40 degrees in Washington. The world's Christians celebrate Christmas. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. And a Merry Christmas to you, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis, indeed. Live on Christmas morning here on Mornings on the Mall. In for Vincent Merry. Always appreciate being on WMAL. Believe it or not, it is Christmas, of course. We all do know that. But there is some news that we do need to talk about as well. It looks like folks are now beginning to line up to run against President Trump. One of those names, of course, is Jeff Flake. We've got the latest from him. Also, bad news for the box office. We'll talk about that as well, because a lot of folks apparently just deciding that going to the movies is too much of a hassle. And we all know that going out to the movies on Christmas Day is something a lot of folks do. And certainly today will be no exception. We do have some very good movies out right now, especially the Star Wars franchise. But we will go over some of the numbers. And we'll also talk about why exactly it is that people just like you are deciding not to go to the movies. Let's just say there's a lot of competition. And one of the things that we all know about this particular weekend, Christmas weekend, is that it is one of those weekends where a lot of folks travel travel. Now, we all know what happened in Atlanta. We all know that a couple of weeks ago they had this huge blackout, and there is a number of different ways that you can look at what happened in Atlanta. One of the things that a lot of folks need to know is that this is a learning experience, not only for the airport, of course, but also for terrorists. And there's a number of things that local authorities are now looking at here, not only in Washington, D.C., but also across the country, about what it is that we can learn from the Atlanta blackout. Now, we all know what happened when over there in Atlanta, at Atlanta Hartsfield Airport, their electrical systems went down. And we had thousands of people, not only in Atlanta, but millions of people all across the country, their plans derailed because of this particular problem. The electrical systems basically had a fire, and so the entire airport just went dark. Now, aviation experts are not exactly sure what they can pull back from as far as learning experiences, as far as what happened in Atlanta. They do say that Atlanta's massive blackout shows that airports are vulnerable to what they say is accidental or intentional failures of critical infrastructure. Now, we know that a lot of people are traveling. I'm not sure if a lot of people are traveling today, but certainly, of course, throughout the Christmas holiday. So this is something that not only do terrorism experts look at, but also airline experts as far as what could happen. And they talk about the chaos that resulted there in Atlanta. And they also, even more disturbing, was the lack of preparation for how to handle passenger safety after something goes wrong. Because we know exactly what happened in Atlanta. We know that they had this 11-hour blackout at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport there in Atlanta. But we also know that the communication was not good. And so we had a ton of people, I mean thousands, in this airport, and they just had no idea what was going on. So now aviation experts are weighing in as far as what happened in Atlanta, and they say that every other airport in America, thinking about exactly what happened in Atlanta. Sheldon Jacobson is an aviation security expert at the University of Illinois. They talk about Hartsfield-Jackson, how they've done a great service to our country, because every airport now is going to do what they call a root cause analysis, and basically ask the same question, which is, if this happened, what would happen here at their airport? And certainly that is a conversation that is going on here in Washington, D.C. as well. Now, you remember what happened. You remember that Georgia Power officials say the blackout stemmed from a fire in an underground electrical facility that basically knocked out both the primary and the backup electrical systems. This meant that basically the airport went dark, and so there were thousands of people in the dark. They didn't know what was going on with their flights. They didn't know what was going on with the airports, generally speaking. Mass pandemonium took place not only in Atlanta, but also across America, because we know that Atlanta is the most busiest airport, I think, not only in America, but also, I think, around the world. So it had, of course, the domino effect that we all know about. Now, the authorities say that they found no evidence of foul play, but they are saying that a full investigation could take weeks before we know exactly what happened. And so the bottom line is now they're trying to figure out what they can learn from what happened in Atlanta. Now, the blackout led airlines to cancel hundreds of flights in and out of Atlanta, not only on Sunday, but also on the following Monday as well. And that caused headaches all across America. So now they're running around talking to other airports and authorities at other airports, and they're trying to say, listen, what would happen if this happened in, say, for example, Washington, D.C.? And so they came out, and this is from the Wall Street Journal, I believe. They spoke to a guy named Rob Yingling of the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority, and he says that here in Washington, D.C., Reagan National and Dulles International, they say that they have redundant power feeds as well as backup generators on airport property to supply critical systems. That is a good news. However, we all know that Hartsfield-Jackson also had a redundant electrical system and backup generators as well, and the problem continued, and so we know what happened there with the thousands of canceled flights and the millions of people that were left basically with plans derailed. And so airports aren't really necessarily talking about what their redundancies are, but they do say that they have them. They also say that the Atlanta fire is a heads up to terrorists, as well as airport officials, that electrical systems can be completely disabled if backup systems are too close to the primary ones. See, at Hartsfield-Jackson, they had these two facilities. I guess it was real close to each other. And so because of that, once a fire happened in the main, and then, of course, the backup went down as well. They say that Hartsfield-Jackson Airport is under intense pressure to correct any deficiencies. They say that Delta Airlines, listen to this, may seek tens of millions of dollars in compensation because of the blackout. And the Georgia Public Service Commission, they have demanded answers now to a detailed questions about the incident. So the problem that Atlanta has is the problem that everybody has, and that is that they don't exactly know what happened. What they do know, or at least they claim, is that this was something that was not cyber-related or terrorism, generally speaking. But here's the problem. The problem is that terrorists are indeed taking note as well. And I remembered a story from back about 6 months ago. You remember this story? And I immediately thought about, when I heard about what happened in Atlanta, this story from, I think it was April or May of 2017, when they found that 73 private employees at nearly 40 airports nationwide were flagged for potential ties to terrorism. So think about that. Think about the fact that we had what we had in Atlanta with these fires. And again, they say that it had nothing to do with terrorism. But they are saying, and I've read a number of different articles on this, where they say that the terrorists are looking at what happened in Atlanta and they are learning. Then we have this story from months ago, 73 private employees at nearly 40 airports, including four at the airport in Atlanta. So this is a very big deal. The employees, they say, were allowed to work because the TSA did not have access to all of the terrorism-related databases during the vetting process. So that, of course, is a very big deal for a number of different reasons. And so now, oh, and by the way, locally here in Washington Dulles International Airport, we had seven employees that were flagged for potential ties to terrorism. Hartsfield-Jackson, again, they had four. Reagan Washington National Airport had two, and Baltimore Washington International Airport had one. So a lot of questions so far on what happened in Atlanta. So far, though, not a lot of answers. But what we do know is that not only do the airports have a lot to figure out, but also the terrorists are watching as well. And that is clearly a very big deal. My name is Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall in for Vince and Mary. It is 5:15. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Now, from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, let's say a good morning to Bill Brosey.
Well, good morning, Dan. It's a very quiet ride around the D.C. area this morning. Now, inbound New York Avenue, still about, your typical 8-minute ride between the BW Parkway and the 3rd Street Tunnel. The BW Parkway is looking good. Same thing on the Beltway. The outer loop is running about 14 minutes between I-95 and the 270 spur. We had an accident earlier eastbound on I-66, Dulles Toll Road. That has been cleared now. And the northbound Chainbridge Road remains closed. Not a couple of weeks of closure. That was an ongoing project there from Fairfax Boulevard into I-66. Northbound Chainbridge Road traffic turns right onto Fairfax Boulevard, then left onto Eaton Place to Chainbridge Road. And northbound Chainbridge Road traffic does still have access to I-66, just so you know. And remember, the Metro Lines running on a Christmas holiday schedule today. They open up at 8 a.m., close at 11 o'clock tonight. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It is going to be a relatively good-looking day today. We're looking at sunshine through most of the day, gusty winds and a high early, but it's going to be about 38 degrees today for a high. Tonight, turning mostly cloudy and a low near 25 degrees. And right now it is 40 degrees in our nation's capital.
Attention diabetics. Lost your provider? Call U.S. Med today to get your testing supplies home delivered at little to no cost. Call now and receive free delivery and a new meter if qualified. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It's Mornings on the Mall. My name is Dan Mantis. Appreciate you being here in for Vincent Mary. Lots going on today. And a Merry Christmas to you. And a lot of folks, of course, doing what they do for this holiday weekend. One of them, of course, is going to the movies. And really interesting articles in the last couple of days about how me and you, a lot of folks, are deciding to not go to the movies as much as we used to. And I think there's a number of different things at play here. Not a lot of people are willing to admit it, but I do think that there are some folks across America who do get tired of the liberal mentalities coming out of Hollywood. However, that's not going to be the focus of what I'm going to talk about right now. Let's go through some of the numbers, though, because as I talk about this, I want you to think about how often you go to the movies. Now, a little bit about me. For many, many years, I would go see movies even if I had zero interest in seeing said particular movie, just because I like to go to the movies and sit in a dark room and eat popcorn, and really any movie was a good movie. However, for me, that's really changed. And I wonder if that's changed for you as well. And there's a number of reasons for that. One is that, and we'll go through some of these numbers, but one of the reasons why I think a lot of folks are not going to the movies as much as they used to is because of the fact that there are so many other ways for us to entertain ourselves. I mean, when you think about, for example, Netflix, when you think about all of the various ways that we can watch movies and also gaming online and so on and so forth, well, we know that the thought of paying whatever it would be, $40, $50, $60, $70, whatever ultimately it costs to go to a movie these days, you have that option, or you can just stay at home and watch a movie for, I can buy a pretty decent movie for $3.99 or $4.99. I can even buy a newer movie for, say, $15.99, and I can watch it at home. So why wouldn't I do that? And that is the problem that Hollywood faces, is there's a lot of various ways these days that we can entertain ourselves, and we're no longer beholden to Hollywood, just like we're no longer beholden to the mainstream media for all of our news, and we're no longer beholden to our television sets and, of course, the networks as far as the network TV shows as well, because there, again, are a lot of various options these days. Listen to this headline. Even with Star Wars surge, movie going could hit a 22-year low. And what they're talking about is they're talking about bad sequels and rising ticket prices. And, of course, as I was just talking about, streaming and so forth. Hollywood, they say, is celebrating the end of 2017 with astronomical sales from Star Wars The Last Jedi, which is on track to soon exceed $1 billion in global ticket sales. Although a movie ticket sales in the U.S. and Canada are expected to dip just below last year's record of $11.38 billion. The number of tickets sold is projected to drop 4%, the lowest level since 1995, according to preliminary estimates from studio executives. So clearly, people are not going to the movies as much as they used to. And again, I just went through some of the numbers. Here's what the L.A. Times reports. The fall off in ticket sales can mostly be explained by a handful of movies that flopped, especially during the dreary summer season that posted the worst results in more than two decades. We did have such massive hits, they say, as Wonder Woman and Thor, and, of course, the movie It, which was really creepy. But they say it could make up for a lackluster summer lineup populated by, as they call it, rickety franchises. They talk about Alien Covenant. They also talk about The Mummy. Bigger picture, though, is this, and those are the two main movies that failed, of course, over the summertime. But the bigger picture is this, is that the movie theaters have this systemic challenges that is facing the industry right now. Audiences, and this is what I was talking about just a scant few moments ago, audiences are spending less time going to the movies and are consuming more entertainment on small screens and through streaming services like Netflix, like Amazon, that are spending billions on original video content. And so you go back to what I was saying. Look at all that we have to keep us entertained. Do you know that I would rather stay home and watch four or five episodes of, say, for example, The Walking Dead or Ozark or Stranger Things? All of these, by the way, available on various and sundry services. I believe these are all Netflix originals. So for me, at a time years ago, I would have just gone to the movies and sat through a movie that I may not necessarily have wanted to have seen just because I could be entertained by sitting in a movie theater eating popcorn. But now, what would I rather do? And what would you rather do? Would you rather stay home and binge watch The Walking Dead or Stranger Things or some of these other programs in the comfort of your own home, knowing, especially with a show like, for example, The Walking Dead, which you know is going to be good, at least most people think it's good, rather than take a chance and spending all that money, going to the movie theater, spending all that money, and you're not necessarily sure if it's a good movie. Also, let's not forget that besides the original content, you also have these services that also provide movies as well. So you have all of those things working against Hollywood, and then, of course, at the same time, you have higher ticket prices as well. And again, as the LA Times points out, that has helped to offset attendance declines, is the higher ticket prices. But it also kind of backfires on them because they have made consumers, they have made me and you pickier about what movies we are willing to see. And I'm here to tell you, when I had the family and a couple of small kids, it was really hard to go to the movies. And we all know this. We all know that with ticket prices that are astronomical, plus you have, of course, the candy, the popcorn, whatever else it is that you're going to buy, family of four, you could easily drop at least $100 going to the movies. So people are taking a second look at how they're spending their money. People are also, let's not forget, blasting movies on social media as well. So you have Rotten Tomatoes, you have some of these other Facebook and some of these other avenues where people can say, you know, this movie is absolutely horrible. You don't need to go see that. That is something that you can watch on video. So that's also part of what's happening. And the Hollywood, let's face it, and even the LA Times points out, Hollywood has a lack of fresh ideas that is dampening ticket sales. Consumers clearly rejected, as they say, aging franchises and retreads of old concepts and characters, especially during the summer months. Few people went out to see, for example, The Mummy or Baywatch, even the new Transformers movie. All were absolute flops. So Hollywood has a lot of problems, and we'll see what they do to combat all of those, but I think they're definitely going to have a tough time. Dan Mandis in for Vincent Mary on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. Merry Christmas to you. Let's check traffic now. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Say good morning to Bill Brosey.
Good morning, Dan. It's a very quiet, Christmas morning around the D.C. area. Now, we do have police on the scene of an accident inbound on New York Avenue. It's at West Virginia Avenue. Back to normal, though, on eastbound 66 from an earlier accident at Dulles Toll Road. 355, we have that closure both directions at Monocacy River Bridge Road. 355 closed because of a garbage truck that hit that bridge back on December 7th. That's going to be closed down for another couple of weeks yet. Remember, you can use 270 and Maryland 80 as alternate routes there. Also, Beach Drive closed. Tilden Street to Joyce Road, ongoing construction project there. That's expected to last for another few months. The alternate route to there is the Piney Branch Parkway. Now, remember that the Metro lines are running on a Christmas holiday schedule. The Metro Rail opens at 8 a.m., will close at 11 tonight. Trains operating all on a Sunday schedule with off-peak fares, in effect, parking free at the Metro operating facility. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Working in more sunshine throughout the day after a gray start. We've got the gusty winds early on. Wind advisory until 2 for possible gusts of 50 miles per hour. We'll get up to 38. Tonight we turn mostly cloudy, low near 25. Tomorrow partly cloudy, mid-30s to around 40 for the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now it is 40 degrees in our nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Get your home ready for the holidays. Get your carpet and rugs a deep-down professional clean from someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid right now and get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
Have I saved enough? Am I on track? We're all wondering where we stand. Get some insight from Abe Abish on Retirement Key Radio, Saturday afternoon at 2 on WMAL.
Music. It is 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Merry Christmas to you. Mornings on the Mall with Vince and Mary. Dan Mandis in for Vince and Mary. We are live on Christmas morning. Hope you're having a great one. Of course, we do have a lot of news that we're talking about today. And it looks like President Trump now is going to have at least one challenger here heading into the presidential election of 2020. That is going to be Jeff Flake. We'll talk about that coming up at 5:35 right here on Mornings on the Mall. Talking about the movies, though, and why it is that fewer and fewer people are going to the movies. And I just laid out for you a number of different reasons. Of course, we do have a lot more competition on the small screen. Also, a lack of originality is also one of the things that the experts are saying. But all of that being said, Star Wars The Last Jedi is doing really well. But here's the surprising thing. The Last Jedi is not doing as well as The Force Awakens. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm surprised by that just from being a big-time Star Wars fan. But also you can say that when The Force Awakens came out, there was such an excitement about it because of the fact that we hadn't seen a new Star Wars in a long time. So now Star Wars The Last Jedi comes out after Rogue One, and I think that the shine on the new Star Wars movies maybe has dulled just a little bit because now it's just part of our routine now. There's going to be a new Star Wars movie, at least one new Star Wars movie every single year. So I think that might be part of it. But all that being said, it is still doing very, very well. The Last Jedi is pacing to gross $100.7 million from the 4,232 theaters for this long weekend, and that does continue to do very well. Also, Jumanji, that is the other movie that is going to do very well this Christmas weekend. So a lot of folks are heading out to the movies, I'm sure, later today, which is, for a lot of folks, a big tradition. You open the presents, you have breakfast, and then you head out to the movies. And despite the fact that fewer movies are doing well these days, we do show that at least those two movies are doing very well these days. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Vince and Mary on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Bill Thompson. The Redskins whipped the Broncos at FedEx Field 27-11, setting up the chance to finish the season with an 8-8 record. Coach Jay Gruden says this season is not over yet.
There's still a lot to play for. Playing a division rival on the road in Giant Stadium. I think these guys will be fired up, ready to play, try to get back to 8-8 and finish with three-game win streak at the end of the year, which is important.
The Redskins visit the New York Giants next Sunday. Believe it or not, some people, quite a few people actually, were out late last night doing last-minute Christmas shopping. It caps off a holiday shopping season that looks encouraging for retailers.
Spending was up over the Black Friday weekend, 6% year-over-year, and the remainder of the holiday shopping season was good, according to retail industry analyst Heather Herzog.
I definitely am seeing a boost in the holiday spending.
We won't see final figures for this year's retail sales until sometime in early January. While spending was up, Herzog cautions against using it to draw conclusions about the economy.
What I am concerned with is making these general statements about, oh, well, since these numbers look really good, the entire country is doing well and everyone is on this shopping euphoria.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
On this Christmas Day, a special message from Washington's Catholic Archbishop, Cardinal Donald Wuerl.
This year, I'm going to be asking all of the faithful to be mindful of the people who are newly arrived in our community. We have so many immigrants, people who have had to flee their land because of the terrible things happening there.
Cardinal Wuerl will celebrate Christmas with a noon mass at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 24,754, the Nasdaq at 69.60. Sports sponsored by Indeed.com. The Redskins beat the Broncos. The Giants lose. The Cowboys lose. The Wizards take on the Celtics in Boston this evening. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
If your business depends on commercial vehicles, then you deserve the best automotive partner in the DMV. Century Ford of Mount Airy has been keeping businesses rolling for years. Literally. Hi, I'm Joe DeGiorgi, managing partner of Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century is a Ford commercial vehicle center trained specifically to sell and service Ford commercial vehicles to get any job done. Mike Allen and John Priest have well over 60 years of collective experience in commercial vehicle sales and service and can configure your next commercial vehicle to your specific needs. Century offers the area's largest selection of commercial trucks, vans, at any size or configuration. From the new Ford F-250 and F-350 Super Duty pickups to the really big boys like the Ford F-750 chassis cab or a new transit van to help you run your business. Just a scenic short drive in the heart of Mount Airy, Maryland. Stop by Century Ford of Mount Airy or check out our website at centuryford.com. Century Ford of Mount Airy. Century delivers commercial vehicles.
You've heard the phrase, or maybe you've used it, eating your feelings. Well, that was me. This is JJ for EMP-180 Weight Loss, and eating too much of the wrong foods was how I dealt with the stress of my life. It was how I celebrated. This year, it was how I grieved. But that was before EMP-180 Weight Loss. Now, after just 2 months, I'm down 30 pounds. But more importantly, I've learned how to eat. Food isn't my crutch anymore, and it isn't my enemy. In fact, I eat as much now as I did before, just better food, designed to fuel my body and leave me feeling satisfied. You know what else I got from EMP-180? It sounds kind of cheesy, but it's true. I got hope. See, I'd pretty much decided I was going to be the overweight guy for the rest of my life, but not anymore. And you don't have to settle either. Join me. Visit EMP180weightloss.com. Locations in Tyson's Corner, Rockville, and worldwide on the web. EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180 to schedule your consultation today.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Is your home ready for the holidays and entertaining family and friends? If your carpets have any stains or odors that might be embarrassing, maybe from the pets or kids or even you, now is the ideal time to schedule your clean with Zero Res. After your Zero Res clean, your family, friends, and neighbors will be asking if you got new carpets. Don't replace those carpets, though. Just call Zero Res and save. After my Zero Res clean, my carpets were looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. And if you're sensitive to cleaning agents, Zero Res is perfect because their cleaning process is all natural and odorless. Listen to this great deal I have for you. Call Zero Res right now. Ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Or get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply, and if you need extra incentive, listen to this. In December, Zero Res is donating a portion of all sales to Fisher House. We love that. So call and book now, 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Bill Brosi in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
If you are out and about this early Christmas morning, you have a pretty smooth ride back to normal inbound New York Avenue at West Virginia Avenue, where they cleared an accident just a short while ago. Southbound I-270. A pretty typical ride there between I-70 and I-21. 17th Street Northwest between Constitution Avenue Northwest and Homefront Drive Southwest. We have that right lane construction ongoing project for about another month or so. A single lane also southbound 17th Street Northwest between Constitution Avenue Northwest and Homefront Drive Southwest remains closed for construction activities at 17th Street and Constitution Avenue. Remember, we've got the Metro running on a Christmas holiday schedule today. Metro Rail is opening up at 8 a.m. It'll close at 11 o'clock tonight. Again, the trains operating on a Sunday schedule with off-peak fares in effect. Parking is free, too, at the Metro operating facilities. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Working in more sunshine throughout the day after a gray start. We've got the gusty winds early on. Wind advisory until 2 for possible gusts of 50 miles per hour. We'll get up to 38. Tonight we turn mostly cloudy, low near 25. Tomorrow partly cloudy, mid-30s to around 40 for the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 40 in Arlington, 38 in Hyattsville, 40 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas. Dan Mandis in for Vince and Mary. It's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but the president is running all over the place, falling all over himself in a good way. I'm not saying this in a critical manner, making sure that everybody understands that this is a president who is not afraid to say Merry Christmas. And this was a part of his message to the troops just a few hours ago.
I just wanted to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas. We say Christmas again very proudly. Very, very Merry Christmas. We're going to have a great year. It's going to be an incredible year. As we celebrate this most precious holiday, we're grateful for each of you who spend this Christmas away from your families and defend all of our families, our freedoms, and our flag. Every American heart is thankful to you, and we're asking God to watch over you and to watch over your families.
Yeah, one of the things that I hope, and I appreciate what the president has to say to the troops, and I also appreciate what the president has to say about the troops. I also hope that the president understands that the VA is still, in my opinion, even though we are seeing some improvements in the VA, we still see problems coming out of the VA every few months. And it's my hope that here in 2018, as we move into 2018, we do see a renewed effort to fix the VA. Now, the president, of course, as we all know, is under fire from both sides of the aisle. We have not only Democrats, but also Republicans coming after the president of the United States. And we have folks on the left side of the aisle talking about running against him in the next presidential election in 2020. Names coming out, of course, Elizabeth Warren is just one of several people who are making promises. It seems like they are going to run against the president in 2020. Also, Kirsten Gillibrand, another woman who is more than likely, I think, going to be the hashtag Me Too candidate heading into 2020. But of course, the president also has his critics on the right, and Jeff Flake is one of them. Now, if you don't, well, of course, you do know who Jeff Flake is. Jeff Flake is a Republican out of Arizona. He's decided not to run for re-election, but he is also now saying that he very well could run against the president in 2020. I think more of an establishment kind of Republican, and he told ABC's This Week that with the way the president has been behaving as of late, it wouldn't surprise me, he says, if the president had some folks running against him from his own party during the primaries in 2020.
I do believe if the president is running for re-election, if he continues on the path that he's on, that that's going to leave a huge swath of voters looking for something else.
Yeah, and he also talked about how many people believe that President Trump is not doing enough.
You have to actually govern and do something. And sooner or later, the voters will figure out, I think they are and have, that we've got to have something else.
You know, what's interesting, he says that, but at the same time, we know that the president in Congress, of course, passing tax reform. We know that the president has been trying to get Obamacare repealed and replaced. We also know that he's been trying to get the wall built. So I would say that the president has been trying to do a number of different things. But we also know that the president is increasingly unpopular, even amongst his own party. We know that, but we knew that going in. So moving into not only the midterm elections, but also into the next presidential campaign in 2020. I think that is going to be one of the more fascinating presidential campaigns, frankly, in my lifetime. Flake also told ABC's This Week, he talked about what his plans could be for 2020. Listen.
I don't rule anything out, but it's not in my plans.
Okay, so we also know that this is how these kinds of things begin for a lot of presidential candidates, is they refuse to not deny that they are running for president of the United States. Flake has made clear over the past several months now that he did not vote for President Trump in 2016. He has, of course, been openly critical of the president on a whole bunch of stuff over the past 18 months, surely, and that includes Trump's travel ban affecting, as the story goes, mostly Muslim countries. I would say, and I think we all know, that those are mostly Muslim countries, yes, but they are also countries that are absolutely riddled with terrorism. So there's a couple of different ways that you could phrase that particular part of the story. Also, more recently, the president's support for Roy Moore, who recently lost the special seat, the special Senate election in Alabama amid accusations of sexual misconduct decades ago. So this is one of those stories, you know, Jeff Flake kind of tiptoeing into perhaps a presidential run in 2020. And they talk about how Flake, who's opposition to Trump in conservative-leaning Arizona, hurt any reelection chances, also said Sunday that Trump certainly will face a challenge from an independent candidate. And I think that's where the real threat to President Trump more than likely will come from. Now, you may recall, you have specifically two guys. You've got Jeff Flake, and you've also got Bob Corker. And both of those, they were very critical of President Trump. And Bob Corker specifically from Tennessee, he was critical of Trump on a number of different things. And Bob Corker and President Trump, they have, I would say, a very complicated history, because we all know that Corker was up for a number of different possible jobs within the Trump administration, but he didn't get any of them. And so it seems to me like they've had, as I said, a complicated relationship. Corker came out here in Tennessee and was very critical of President Trump for his comments after what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, and really angered a lot of the conservative Trump base in Tennessee. And it was a couple of months later that Corker decided to not run for re-election. And for Jeff Flake, this is, again, another guy who was very critical of the president. And as the article just points out here, that upset and angered a lot of people, who then apparently made it clear, I would say, that the indications were that he would not win a re-election. And I think a lot of Republicans, they may have misread the room, if you know what I mean, when you go into a situation and you think you're right on something. And so for Bob Corker and Jeff Flake, both, they came out swinging against President Trump, not really understanding what the Trump base and what the conservative base was thinking about. And so for certainly for Bob Corker out of Tennessee, he came out and said that the president just simply was flat out wrong in his analysis of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. And so for Bob Corker, he received, let's just say, some negative feedback. And because of that feedback and based on that feedback, and I'm sure a number of other things, he has now decided that he will not run for re-election. And let me tell you something. First of all, clearly, as we know, it is way too early for anybody to really think about what's going to happen, not only in the midterm elections, but also in 2020. We have a long way to go. We do have a lot of these various politicians on both sides of the aisle, also independents, who are considering a run. But you never know. You know, for me, it's all about the economy, and I know for a lot of folks, it's all about the economy. So we know the economy is doing really well, and whether you fall on the side of, well, this is all Barack Obama's doing, or if you're more inclined to say this is all President Trump's doing, the bottom line is that right now, with tax reforms, like it or not, a lot of people are going to start getting money back, more money back from the government, and less of our money going to the government in taxes, and so time will tell. But I think ultimately it's going to come down to our paychecks. My name is Dan, in for Vincent Mary on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, Bill Brosi.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you. And still a very, very quiet Christmas morning around the D.C. region. Also Virginia and Maryland, inbound New York Avenue, looking fine now. And we're still pretty typical going southbound I-270, typical traffic there between I-70 and 121. Really, it's a 19-minute trip, pretty close to normal. 17th Street Northwest, we have that ongoing construction between Constitution Avenue Northwest and Homefront Drive. And northbound Chainbridge Road remains closed for another few weeks between Fairfax Boulevard and I-66. That's the long-term closure. You can use an alternate route there. Just keep in mind, though, that you do have access to I-66 from the northbound Chainbridge Road traffic there. You have to do a couple of twists and turns there, but you can get through that all right. In just a few hours from now, the Metro Rail gets underway, and trains will be running on the Metro on a Sunday schedule with off-peak fares in effect for the day. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Working in more sunshine throughout the day after a gray start. We've got the gusty winds early on. Wind advisory until 2 for possible gusts of 50 miles per hour. We'll get up to 38. Tonight we turn mostly cloudy, low near 25. Tomorrow partly cloudy, mid-30s to around 40 for the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it is 38 degrees in our nation's capital.
Hey, Vince Colonnais here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL in for Vince and Mary. My name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here. Merry Christmas. It is Christmas morning and we are live here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Now, earlier we were talking about some of the problems in Hollywood. Have you heard what's going on with Matt Damon? Now, just a little bit of background. He got involved in a sort of an ancillary kind of way with this whole Harvey Weinstein fiasco. Some people said, oh, Matt Damon knew all about this. It's almost like in Hollywood, it's almost like a witch hunt, if you will. It's almost like how would you call it? It's like the Salem witch trials. You remember that? Well, you don't remember that, but you remember that from learning about that in school. And you have all these folks that are running around, and you've got the hashtag MeToo campaign. And so there's a lot of guys who are on the defensive and really no way to defend themselves against some of these allegations from many years ago. And so Matt Damon has been caught up in that. And of course, we all know that there are a lot of very legitimate accusations and situations involving sexual assault and sexual harassment in Hollywood. But there are others who are being caught up in this whole thing. And there have been conversations about how innocent men are going to be accused of these kinds of things, or they're going to be caught up in this whole hashtag MeToo campaign when they don't deserve to be. Matt Damon may be one of those people. Now, again, he's being accused of knowing about Harvey Weinstein and everything that Harvey Weinstein was doing. He essentially denies it, but he's sort of vacillated back and forth on this thing. Well, now there is a petition to get Matt Damon's cameo in Ocean's 8 cut. Now, the reason for this is because of the fact that he came out and he gave an interview, and to me, he sounded rational. He said, listen, and I'm just going to paraphrase here, but he said, listen, there's a difference between sexual assault and sexual harassment. There is a difference between tapping a woman on the butt and rape and child molestation. And he said, there is an array of crimes. And so, as again, I'm paraphrasing, but basically he said, we all just kind of need to chill out and realize that being gross and stupid and patting a woman on the butt is not the same as sexual assault. I do believe that he is correct. An old flame of his, Minnie Driver, I don't know if you saw this story from last week. Minnie Driver came out and she said, well, this is sad that he is coming out and saying this, but he's showing signs that all men really just need to sit down and shut up and support the women, but not have an opinion on this thing, which I personally felt was, I would say, rather offensive as a guy, because if women want the men to be part of the solution, well, then you can't tell us to sit down and shut up. All of that being put aside, now there is a petition that is calling for his Ocean's 8 cameo to get cut. People saying it would be offensive if Matt Damon appeared in Ocean's 8, which, by the way, this is a reboot of the Ocean's series, and this stars women. It stars Sandra Bullock, Cate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, Sarah Paulson, Mindy Kaling, Helena Bonham Carter, and Rihanna are all in this movie. So this is a movie, the 2018 heist movie, starring this slew of A-list actresses, and Matt Damon, who, of course, as we know, was in the
the original Ocean's movies. Well, they want him cut. And so now this petition is calling for him to be eliminated from the movie. They're saying that he is gross for his comments on sexual abuse that many saw as not appropriate. Comments on the petition range from supportive of Matt Damon to scathing for his recent words. One woman says, as a woman, I support Matt Damon wholeheartedly, but another one says, Matt Damon clearly does not understand the severity of the problems faced by women. He should have no part in a female empowering film or any film. And so the problems continue for Matt Damon because of the situation that is happening in Hollywood and the hashtag MeToo campaign. My name is Dan Mandis right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So over the weekend, CNN ran an article asking, why does America have so many hungry kids? They report over 13 million American households where kids go without food on a regular basis. Food insecure households is the term. Using poor people they interviewed as a platform, CNN offered two reasons why kids go hungry in America. The first is the government. The second is greed. The government's to blame because cumbersome regulations force restaurants and other establishments to throw away food that could be donated to the hungry. The second is greed. We don't help our neighbors. We Americans are a greedy, selfish, rotten people who want children to starve. CNN says America exports more food than any other nation. In other words, we're not taking care of our own children. A word to CNN. Some of us have been talking about the terrible consequences of government regulations for decades, so welcome to reality, late though you may be. But America, a greedy nation? That's not even close, CNN. Tens of thousands of churches and private charities run food banks and local outreach programs. For anyone needing any kind of assistance, taxpayers support 49 million people on food stamps, not to mention the millions of kids getting subsidies for school breakfast and lunch. We are the most giving nation on earth in human history, bar none. That is not greed. And what kind of blind do you have to be to see it?
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com, BlindsTer.com, a family-owned business. 18 years ago, my wife Susan and I moved into a new home and needed new custom blinds. We received several quotes from professionals and couldn't believe their high prices. We went shopping on the internet, and the websites were confusing and offered no guarantees. That's when I decided, with no experience in the e-commerce or window covering industry, to quit my job and start a business selling custom blinds on the internet. The company grew to over 20 million in less than 5 years, and at 35 years old, I sold the business. But thankfully, just a few years later, I decided to give it another go, and Blindster.com was born. At Blindster, we provide world-class customer service and the best guarantees in the industry with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a limited lifetime warranty, and my personal fitter-free guarantee on most products. And for Rush listeners only, take 40% off your order. Just enter the code RUSH at checkout. Blindster.com. BlindsTer.com.
5:55 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, Bill Brosi.
Thanks, Dan. We are looking good on the outer loop and the inner loops of the Beltway, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Bridges and tunnels, things are pretty quiet. In Frederick, Maryland, 355, this is both directions. We've got the closure there at Monocacy River Bridge, the ongoing project for a few more weeks yet. Use Buckeyes Town Road, that's Maryland 85, the Fingerboard Road. 270 is alternate routes. Northbound Chain Bridge Road also shut down for a few weeks yet between Fairfax Boulevard and I-66. They have some alternate routes there. Northbound Chain Bridge Road traffic does have access to I-66. Keep in mind the 17th Street Northwest closed from Constitution Avenue Northwest to Homefront Drive Southwest. Actually, it's the right lane that's closed there. Single lane southbound 17th Street Northwest between Constitution Avenue Northwest and Homefront Drive Southwest remains closed for construction. We'll be right back. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Under the wind advisory until 2 p.m., possible gusts of 50 miles per hour. Now the winds will be dying down, and we will work in more sunshine throughout the day. We got up to 38. Tonight we turn mostly cloudy, low near 25. Tomorrow partly cloudy, high mid-30s to around 40. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 38 degrees in our nation's capital.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor with more seller success stories, courtesy of my trusted friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Success happens when you choose the right realtor to sell your home. And Debbie and Sarah are top performers, ranked one of the top real estate agents in the D.C. area. Debbie and Sarah sold over 400 homes last year alone and will sell your home guaranteed at a price acceptable to you in writing. The Reynolds team has over 5,500 exclusive ready buyers who are looking to buy right now. Your home will sell faster and for top dollar. Debbie and Sarah took all the stress out for Shannon and handled all the details selling her beautiful Manassas home. Wow, they went under contract in just one day for $13,000 over the asking price. Guaranteed sold, ready buyers, netting more dollars on average, and selling your home faster. All the reasons why hundreds of families chose Debbie and Sarah Reynolds to sell their home, and why you should too. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Chance to donate for 2017.
Cars for kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting votes and real estate donations.
Good morning, Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Christmas morning, good morning in for Vince and Mary. Coming up in the next hour, corporate reaction to Trump's tax cuts, and also, what are the Russians up to? Details straight ahead.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning and Merry Christmas. I'm Bill Thompson. Kirk Cousins threw for 299 yards and three touchdowns in what may have been his final home game for the Redskins as they beat the Broncos. Cousins says the team is very focused right
now. That's really where our focus is get to 8-8. It's not 13-3, but it's not a losing season. And I want this brand, this organization, to be associated with winning.
Next week, the Redskins finish the season against the Giants in New York. Two Loudoun County Sheriff's deputies were shot and wounded last night when they tried to break up a domestic incident at a home in Sterling. The dispute involved a 39-year-old man and his 19-year-old daughter. As the man was about to be taken into custody, he reached for a gun. The deputies tasered him, but he was able to fire a few shots. The deputy's injuries are serious but not life-threatening, says Sheriff Mike Chapman.
It doesn't appear at this point that there's going to be a need for surgery. So far, everything is looking good with them medically.
The man is now in custody. An 18-year-old man was shot and killed last night in Silver Spring. Police say his body was found around 6:30 on Quebec Terrace. So far, though, no suspects, no motive. Many people in the Northeast and in the Midwest don't have to dream of a white Christmas. They're having one. The National Weather Service has a storm system that's attacked the Mississippi River and swept across Iowa is now expected to dump several inches of snow on Chicago. New England could get up to 8 inches of snow today. Well, sadly, the holidays can also be a time that fires are more apt to happen. In Maryland, a new smoke detector law goes into effect soon.
Starting New Year's Day, homeowners in Maryland must have a smoke alarm with a 10-year battery and a hush silence feature. Pete Perringer's with Montgomery County Fire.
We've been at it, either going door-to-door on Saturdays as part of our Safety in the Neighborhood initiative, or by residents calling 311 and scheduling a home safety evaluation, which we've had in place, where firefighters will go out and go into a home and check smoke alarms and install smoke alarms.
Perringer says the legislation was actually signed back in 2013, but has been phased in to give homeowners plenty of time to comply with the law. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The tolls inside the Beltway on I-66 are not in effect today, of course, for the holiday, but Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says the tolling program is all going as planned.
I-66 tolls are not in effect on federal holidays, meaning they're turned off today, but they'll be back on the rest of the week.
It's working. People are now going 20 miles an hour faster. It's reliable, and that's what we promised.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says something needed to be done on the highway.
You know, doing nothing was not an option on 66. It was broken. It was congested. We took a stand. We took some leadership and worked with us through this process, but the average toll is less than we said it would be.
That average toll is $13 round trip, according to VDOT, less than the forecasted estimate of $17. McAuliffe has rejected calls to put a cap on the tolls. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As you exchange gifts with family and friends this Christmas Day, Roman Catholic Cardinal Donald Worrell wants you to remember the best gift of all, kindness.
The simple, quiet gift of a smile, of a good word, of a word of encouragement.
Archbishop of Washington Cardinal Donald Worrell is practicing what he preaches this Christmas Day by joining more than 1,000 people in need for the Shrine's Christmas dinner.
And they're treated as if they were going to a first-class restaurant.
And the kids love it.
Since I'm in my red cassock, having just come from Mass, many of the kids think I'm Santa Claus. But it's always just a delightful, delightful time.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The markets are closed today, of course. The Dow.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.